You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
And now here's Bishop Caleb Kinja from the United Christian Fellowship Church with a word from the Lord.
Good morning once again, everyone, and thank you, Mr. Slade, for this opportunity to speak to those that are listening this morning. We're grateful to the Lord for this season that we're in. I know for me, it always makes me feel much younger than I am. This is one of those seasons where I think it just brings out the joy, the happiness, the childhood memories, and so many other things that we've experienced all of our lives at this particular time of the year. And so, Merry Christmas, and we praying that you'd have a wonderful and a prosperous new year. Remember everything that you didn't get a chance to accomplish in 2013. God is granting you with another year to get some things done that perhaps you didn't get done last year. And so prepare yourself. And I like to go into the new year already doing what I plan to do that year instead of waiting till January 1st to say I'm going to start something. You know, that doesn't work, New Year's resolutions. But if you start doing that, what you start going to the gym now, you'll be in the gym January the 1st. You'll already be into that. So give that some thought. Don't wait till January the 1st. And just be careful that you don't overload yourself this holiday season and give all your money to the merchants. All right. Glory to God. I just want to talk to you a little bit about the birth of Christ. And more particularly, it's going to be, of course, connected to the purpose of all of this. Why did Jesus the Christ come? We know he came to be our Messiah, to be our Savior. We know that. I think most people that go to church know that. That's how we got to the place where we received Jesus Christ into our lives and with an effort of making some changes in our lives and letting God take over and the Holy Spirit lead us and guide our lives instead of us doing things the way we used to do them. But this morning, I'm going to share some things with you, and you know, I got the Bible to help me out, but I think some things that I share with you this morning may be fairly new to you, so you may need to listen to this more than once. But I want you to understand the whole purpose, the whole reason why God came and manifested himself in flesh. And in John chapter 1, beginning at verse 10, out of my NIV verse, and he said, I was in the world, he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right or the authority to become children of God, to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or human's will, but born of God. I want you to really could think about that. As many as received them, to them gave he power or the right or authority to become. To become. That's going to be very important as we move forward. So also Jesus said in the word, when it was time for him to go to the cross, he said that when on his way there, he had a message for his disciples. It was hard for them to understand that he was getting ready to leave the planet, but that's what he was trying to get them to understand. And he said, except a kernel of wheat, a kernel of wheat fall into the ground and die, it will stay a single seed. If that seed doesn't go into the ground and die, it will stay a single seed. It will not be able to multiply. And Paul also said to the church in Galatians 4:19, he said that he was in birth pains. He was in the pain of birth again, speaking to the Galatians, that Christ may be formed in them, being formed, Christ being formed inside of the people. And so the word, as we know it, must become flesh. And I think a lot of times we attribute the word becoming flesh to just Jesus. But there was something very significant in that that we need to understand, that God manifested himself for a reason. God became like us so we could become like God. And the Son of God became the Son of Man so that the sons of man could be the sons of God, so we could become the sons of God. So there was an exchange going on there with God coming into the world and manifested in flesh. And so in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, the Apostle Paul said that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Paul understood and gave us the revelation that once I am in Christ, I am no longer in myself, but it is Christ who is in me. It is Christ, a life that's being lived now. And that's very important. The Bible also talks to us about the seed. We read about the seed Jesus spoke about in John chapter 12. If it's not planted, it will remain single. It will die. It will not be able to multiply. It will just be there as a seed. Peter talked about desiring the sincere milk of the word that we may grow thereby. The Bible also talks about talks about the seed that was planted, looking at the word of God and liken it unto a seed. And some seed was sown on stony ground, and some seed was sown in the thorns and was choked out. And some seeds, of course, was sown on good ground. And as you read the parable in Mark chapter 4, Jesus make it very plain to his disciples that the seed that he was speaking about was the word of God. And so we're born again, Peter said, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God. We are born again by incorruptible seed. And then he kept going and said that incorruptible seed is the word of God. And so that word that is sown into us, that word which is likened to seed that is planted into us, must become something other than that seed. And so in order for that seed to grow, we have to desire the sincere milk of the word so it can grow. Without any growth, the seed just remains and will not be productive, cannot be effective. I like what Isaiah said. He said, unto us a child is born. Children are born. And he also said that unto us a son is given. Children are born, sons are given. And when I say sons, I'm talking about those that have matured in Christ. Those that have allowed the seed, the word of God, to grow in them, they now become mature enough to be given away to the world, given away and shared as Christ was shared to the world when he was here. And so children are born, but sons are given. And so in order for us to be able to be effective in the world, we have to mature that God can give us to a world that needs what he's placed in us and what we have allowed to grow in us. So we are born again of incorruptible seed by the word of God. And reception of the seed, a reception of the word, grows into whatever the DNA of was of that seed. Whatever we receive, whatever the earth receive, whatever we receive in the form of word, which is seed, it will grow. Whatever the DNA is of that, it will grow. Let me give you an example. When you plant an apple tree, all right, you can't help but get apples. Is that right? The DNA of that seed is apple. When you plant oranges, you can't get anything other than an orange because the DNA of the orange seed is oranges. It's the same thing for lemons and any other plant that you want to, when you want to speak about. You cannot get anything out of the DNA of that seed but what it is. And so when the Bible speaks about the word of God, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. When the Bible speaks about the word and then it drops down to John 1:14, and the word became flesh. The word became something. The word that we have seen is likened to seed. And so when the word is planted in us, that seed is planted in us, that seed must become something. Now let's back up a minute. If the apple seed has to become an apple because of the DNA of the seed, The orange seed has to become an orange because the DNA that's in that seed. A lemon has to become a lemon tree because of the DNA that's in that seed. What happens when you plant the word of God and the seed of God inside of you? What is that going to become? You can say it. I know it's hard, but that seed should become God. And a lot of times people have a problem with that. But God went through all the trouble of manifesting himself in flesh that we could be like him. And he became like us in order for us to become like him. And so when I'm talking about being that seed, that word becoming God, I'm talking about becoming God in principle, never in personality. And so when I take the principles of God's word, when I take the word of God and apply it to my life, the principle, the way a thing works, it also means the origin of a thing. But when I take the principle of God's word and I apply it to my life and I'm living out those principles, I become God in that principle. I become the word of God in that principle. I should be manifesting the word of God in my flesh. That was just not an isolated event for Jesus Christ. And this is important for us to understand because I believe one of the biggest problems with people in church is they don't know who they are. And we think that some of the things that you probably already heard me say, it's hard to deal with it because we have so separated ourselves from God that we cannot see ourselves operating as God. You know, we make comments like, well, you know, I'm not perfect. And these are excuses for us not to live up to the expectation that God expects of us. And we have to understand the word of God so we know that God expects us to be like him. He created us in his image and his likeness for a reason. Again, God became like us in order for us to become like God. The Son of God became the Son of Man so that the sons of men could become the sons of God. And I really want you to get this because as we move into 2014, you've got to understand who you are, and you cannot think that is sacrilegious or is something wrong with this. But if you examine the scriptures, if you're a student of the word, you will find out that our job, the reason why God went through all of that, what he went through, was for us to become just like him. And it's important for us to work on that and know that we can. If I don't think that I can, I won't. If I keep making comments like, well, I'm not perfect and I can't do this. And so I mentioned earlier that the seeds, the DNA that's in that seed has to become whatever the seed is. When you plant that word of God in you, when you plant the seed of God in you, that seed, just like any other fruit seed, apple, oranges, lemon, whatever seed is planted, has to become whatever the DNA of that seed is. And so when I plant the seed of God's word in me, that seed should grow into God. And this is why the scripture says in Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. If Christ is not in you and you're not recognizing Christ in you, you don't have no hope. And so Christ in me is the hope of glory. Again, what did Paul say? I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. It's no longer I. It is no longer I, but the I that's in the midst of me now is Christ. And so it is Christ living out his life in me. And the hardest job I have is to yield to the spirit of Christ that lives on the inside of me. God wants to individualize himself as you, and he wants to actually become you in the earth. What do you mean? He wants to see the love of who he is to shine through you. He wants to see the kindness, the fruit of the spirit in Galatians chapter 5. When I'm operating in the fruit of God's spirit, I have become that in principle. I'm trying my best to explain this because I want you to understand that God has great expectations, and he knows that we can do this because he would not have said we could do it if we couldn't. And so Paul said that we are, it's no longer I, but it's Christ. What does that mean to you? If it's no longer I, then that means I can't be making decisions that's not in line with the word, with the principles of God. If I understand God's principles, I'll get the results of that understanding. And principles work whether you know they're working or not. If you don't have any ideas about God's principles, they're still at work. And so we need, it's important to know how to operate in those principles so you can get the desired results that you would have in your life. You want some results. And so the seed, the word of God, has to turn into God within us as we live this thing. What do you mean? Again, John 1:12, he said, as many as receive Christ. As many as received the word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. And then in John 1:12, he said, as many as receive him, as many as receive that word, as many of us as receive that seed, we have the power to become that seed. We have the power to become. That's what the scriptures say. I'm not making this up. And so it is important for us to work at becoming Christ. We have to become and allow the Spirit of Christ to take over. This is why the apostles spoke about having the mind of Christ. Why am I going to have Christ's mind and still act like me? Why? What's the purpose of that? The purpose is to allow. Now, we're not talking about God coming inside of us and taking over our personality and making us something different. No, if you're funny, he wants you to serve him, and he wants you to serve the people with your humor. However he made you, he's not trying to change personality. He's attempting to get us to operate out of the spirit of love and truth and kindness and self-control and everything that's in that fruit of the spirit. And so I want to make sure that you understand that the scriptures say emphatically that we are to become that which has been planted on the inside of us. The seed that was planted, the seed that came from God, that was planted in baby Jesus, that grew up into Jesus, the Christ. It was a seed planted there, and he grew. The Bible says, and the child grew in wisdom and knowledge. And we ought to allow the word of God to help us to grow into the Christ, grow into that Christ spirit that lives on the inside of us. So when people see us, they no longer see you or me, they see Christ. They see our responses, and they see the way we are acting and conducting ourselves, because many people in the world will never see God unless they see God in you. You are God's representation in the earth. God is spirit. And in order for spirit to be expressed, spirit has to have a vessel to express spirit. And so you and I are those vessels that Christ is looking to express to the world just who he is. So from this day forward, recognize when you meet people, when you go to work, when you go to the gym, whatever you do, you are representing God in the earth. And we need to know what God expects out of us as we represent him in the earth. So when the seed of the word of God has been planted into you, that seed will grow into whatever the DNA is of that seed. And a seed of God must become God. I hope that you got that. I hope that it wasn't too much for you, but you might need to listen to it again. And I pray that the scriptures will help you to understand what we were bringing to you this morning. And so I pray that again that you have a very, very wonderful Christmas. I hope you get everything you need. We had Toys for Tots this year. We were able to give away some toys through Karen. Karen Davis, who was a blessing to bless us to be a part of that, and we thank her and our wonderful husband Pastor Todd for that, and just want you to be blessed this year. If there's anything that we can do to be a blessing to you, our ministry is here. We got a whole lot more word, but we don't have no more time. And so come on out and experience the joy of the Lord with us and learn some things that you really need to know so you can be the best for God. May God bless you.